For those of you who like to speed things up, from their podcasts to their board games, here's some good news. Monopoly Now offers 3 new expansions for classic Monopoly that make it shorter to play and add new twists. Just attach the expansion to your Monopoly board and go. The free parking jackpot expansion adds a growing jackpot that you can spin to win. Go to Jail lets you pickpocket, bribe, and adds a super jail. And with Buy Everything, you can buy everything. The bank, the jail, even victory. All 3 Monopoly expansion packs are available to buy now at Amazon.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
Shake up your weekly meal plan at Whole Foods Market with the Taste the Mediterranean event. Find sales on robust olive oils, plus juicy no antibiotics ever chicken and hearty beef chuck. Complement your dinner with a sun-drenched salad featuring grape tomatoes, organic bell peppers, and crunchy cucumbers. And while you're cooking, graze on a mezze spread filled with charcuterie and delightful cheeses. Taste the Mediterranean at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest focuses on providing mental health support online. Spectrum Life does that by helping insurance companies and universities find the right healthcare professionals for customers and students, often using AI. It does that through the use of its digital platform and now provides services to more than 7 million people in Britain and Ireland, through including insurers like Bupa and some major universities such as the LSE and Manchester University. Stephen Costlow is the co-founder and chief executive of Spectrum Life. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Joe.
Did I accurately describe what Spectrum Life does?
Yeah, you got it nearly there. I think the only thing that I would add on is that we also have 3,000 direct corporate customers as well. So if you're if your employer, your insurance company or your university purchases our platform or services, what you'll have access to is effectively a digital health platform.
Mm-hmm.
That digital health platform will contain high quality video content on broad health and well-being topics, from finance to parenting to fitness to nutrition.
Well, as in stuff that you should do to improve your health.
Exactly. So yeah, it's proactive health and well-being. We make that content in-house. We have a content studio here in Dublin and also in Manchester. And we do that in the brand of our insurance partners. You'll also have access,
for example, Bupa.
For example, of Bupa. So we would create branded content for the likes of Bupa that helps their members. And Laya Healthcare is another example. Laya Healthcare members would have access to Digital Gym, as an example, which gives their members access to high quality gym classes.
But you don't sell them any insurance products. These are already people who have already signed up for Laya or Bupa or whatever.
Exactly, yes. I suppose what we're doing is acting as a proposition for those insurance companies to put together both the content but also the health services that those people have access to. So those health services would be mental health services, nurse and GP services, neurodiversity services, and then broad coaching such as menopause coaching and parenting coaching.
So you connect these companies with healthcare professionals, but those healthcare professionals aren't on your books per se, are they?
It's kind of a mix. So of our 350 colleagues, about half of them are managing or delivering care directly. So in areas like mental health, we would deliver about 60% of our mental health interactions would be delivered in-house. We would use a network for the long tail of face-to-face. So we have a small amount of face-to-face services that we deliver, but also languages and specialities that just don't make sense for us to have in-house.
Sure.
But largely, our ambition is to deliver care directly in-house.
For those of you who like to speed things up, from their podcasts to their board games, here's some good news. Monopoly Now offers 3 new expansions for classic Monopoly that make it shorter to play and add new twists. Just attach the expansion to your Monopoly board and go. The free parking jackpot expansion adds a growing jackpot that you can spin to win. Go to Jail lets you pickpocket, bribe, and adds a super jail. And with Buy Everything, you can buy everything. The bank, the jail, even victory. All 3 Monopoly expansion packs are available to buy now at Amazon.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Because we believe we'll deliver it more effectively and more efficiently and pass those savings on to the insurer, who can then pass those savings on to their members.
And do these healthcare professionals provide live video conference, or are they tapping into videos that they've pre-recorded?
So the healthcare professionals are delivering live video consultations with their members, and our technology also enables that video consultation to happen within the insurer's or employer's or university's platform. So the member does not have to go out to a separate app or download an additional login. They can actually directly access those consultations, and we deliver them via video. We do chat as well, but also a small amount of face-to-face.
Oh, so there is some face-to-face?
Yes, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's an additional cost, obviously. And now, mental health is a growing area of concern. You work with quite a few major universities. I mentioned one of them, London School of Economics in Manchester, for example, to provide care for mental health to their students. What do students kind of get then from that?
So what students would get access to is to a platform that has broad content that would support them at their life stages. So namely areas around finances and stress and anxiety, but also adapting to change. Mm-hmm. And that content is aimed to attract them into the platform. And once they're in the platform, they can then book mental health consultations, mm-hmm. or they can book coaching consultations to support them through their university mm-hmm. journey. What we would have in the UK is a lot more of a... duty of care from universities to deliver those services.
A legal duty of care?
Yes, they are required to do those services on site and can't, as a first port of call, rely on the NHS, as an example. There's also a risk part of this. A number of universities in the UK had high-profile suicides on site, and that was led a lot by the fact that they didn't necessarily have the appropriate supports available to students. So it's both us supporting the universities under duty of care, but also managing their broader risk and reputational risk.
And who pays for that? Does the NHS ultimately pay for that, or does the university pay for that?
The university is forced to pay for that, and they would get funding from the government in the UK to do that. I think a lot of the trends in UK education, such as crackdown on international students and some of the stuff that was driven by more ideological backgrounds, mm-hmm. have challenged funding in the UK. So it's put these budget lines under pressure, but it's still a very strong growth area for us.
And the UK is the source of most of your revenue?
Yes, so we're Irish founded, but UK now would be 70% of our revenue and about 80% of our growth in 2025.
Okay, and you've got 350 staff now, but you could be much higher than that pretty soon.
Yes, so we were forecasting to be 500 colleagues in the UK and Ireland by the end of the year. We launched a GP and nurse service last year, and we expect to hire 100 GPs and nurses by the end of 2025. Gosh. Just in that.
And is that easy, the hiring staff?
It's easier than one might think. I think a lot of the healthcare space digitally was reliant on gig economy. So maybe nurses or GPs or mental health professionals logging in to do a session. So a network. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is trying to be an employer of choice in that space. So create a career for folks. Some of the changes legislatively in the UK have meant that there's 3,000 under or unemployed GPs in the UK.
Wow.
So we put out a job ad 3 weeks ago for GPs, and we had over 350 applicants, vetted applicants, right? So there, because of changes in funding in the UK and how things have worked, there's actually now, as I said, 3,000 under unemployed GPs.
Wonderful. Well, best of luck as you grow, Stephen. It's a great success story. That's Stephen Costello, the co-founder and chief executive of Spectrum Life.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.